Study: almost half of M2F transgender inmates in Canada were convicted of sex crimes. By Spencer Lindquist on February 22, 2023. 9 in 10 men who identify as women in Canadian prisons are violent offenders, and nearly half of them were convicted of a sex crime, a recent study found. The study, which was conducted by the Correctional Service of Canada, CSC, surveyed 99 different gender-diverse inmates between 2017 and 2020 in an examination of gender-diverse offenders. It found that of the 61 male offenders who identified as women or as something other than male, 46% had committed a sex crime, while a whopping 92% had committed a violent crime. Meanwhile, 0% of the women who identify as men had been convicted of a sex crime. Among males who identify as males, only 25.8% were serving time for violent offenses like homicide, attempted murder, and aggravated assault, among others, according to the CSC's annual report. The researchers also stated that a full 62.7% of male inmates who did not identify as male had a low integration potential, while 39.3% required maximum security and 74.6% had high static risk, which measures the likelihood that a convicted criminal will reoffend. Perhaps most shockingly, over half of the convicted criminals' victims, 58%, were children. In addition, 55% of the victims were female. Of the sex crime offenders, 85% committed an offense that caused death or serious harm to their victim. A third of offenders had more than one victim. Meanwhile, the senior media relations advisor for the Correctional Service Canada, Marie-Pierre Lecuyer, gave a statement to the Daily Wire, explaining that of the 33 gender-diverse offenders identified with a sex offense history, 84.9%, 28, were male and 15.1%, 5, were female at the time of the study. Nearly half, 47% of the offenders who were surveyed were Indigenous, despite being just 5% of the Canadian population. In addition, the report also found that only roughly 16% of the males who identified as transgender or gender diverse applied to be transferred to a women's prison. A significant majority, a full 62%, of those who requested the transfer were accommodated, while 19% were denied and another 19% were still pending at the time of the study. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.